This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Welcome to another edition of Road School Moms Live. I'm one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time road schooling mom to four beautiful kiddos and co-founder of Full-Time Families Membership Club. And on the line with me, I hear my beautiful co-host.
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, your road trip teacher, also a homeschooling mama of four beautiful kiddos and the creator of roadtripteacher.com. And Chronicles over at Diary of a Road Mom. So glad to be with you tonight, wherever in the world you are. How are you doing, Kimberly?
I'm doing great, Mary Beth. I am still parked in the Phoenix metro area, enjoying beautiful temps this week, 80 degrees. We did a lot of swimming this week. I got a little bit of a sunburn. Just fabulous to spend your winter this way. We're so blessed as our viewers to be able to do this. And where in the world are you, Mary Beth?
Well, I was hoping to be coming to you. I was anticipating, planning, and all of our whole week was planned around the fact that we were going to come to you tonight live from the end of the big STF rally in Tampa. And as you are well aware, our plans went awry, and we are still the same place we were last Sunday night.
Well, you know, Mary Beth, there's so much to be said in our lifestyle for best laid plans, right? And the ability to just roll with it.
It does, and I'll tell you that the normal me, and you know this about me, me at probably any other point in my life would have completely spun apart over the fact that we did the rally. I've kind of gotten better about not including my kiddos on every single solitary plan that we ever had. So I hadn't really talked a lot about the rally, but they knew, you know, when it led up to the days when we were going to leave, you know, we were packing and I was getting things ready to, you know, to move and all of that. And, you know, so they were clued in at the last minute, you know, that we, you know, it was rally time. And when it didn't happen the first day that we were supposed to leave, I thought, this is okay. It's going to be fine. It's no big deal. We're just going to miss the first day. And just as the week went, it didn't get any better. And things just went crazy. But you know what? It all happened for a reason. Whatever it was, I'm not sure. I can tell you that, you know, our main problem, our main issue was the fact that our slide wouldn't go in. And without boring you all the details, the funny thing is about it is that our slide is actually still not fixed. It's going to be fixed within the next few days. But there are some other things that got fixed that I didn't know were wrong. And if we had went ahead and went to the rally, even if we could have gotten the slide in, those things probably would have been permanently damaged, and then we'd have had an even bigger mess. So really, everything does happen for a reason. I'm not sure why I wasn't supposed to get to Tampa. I hate it. I love seeing all the pictures, and Jennifer Miles and that crew up there worked so hard, and it was so awesome to see all the fun things they'd done. And I'm really jealous that we didn't get to go, but it is what it is, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, you know my motto, Mary Beth, you're always where you need to be, and unfortunately, sometimes that doesn't make us happy. But just like we said, you just got to roll with it. But like you did say, this Sunday night wraps up the rally week. That's the sixth annual Florida rally and the eighth total rally that FTF has hosted. Jennifer Miles did a phenomenal job. I mean, the kudos that I am getting about Jennifer, not that I had any doubt at all, but goodness, she blows me away, Mary Beth. She absolutely blows me away. I don't think we can live up to what she set, the bar that she had set.
No, I'm glad that I was before Jennifer Miles, let me tell you that, because she done an amazing job and she had an amazing crew up there to help her, and from a distance it looked like a whole heck of a lot of fun.
She did, and she didn't do it all alone. I want to mention Jennifer Scalacci was helping, Leah Varner was helping, and Katie Graham was also pitching in. So thank you, ladies. The reviews coming in, it's just, I think it was the best rally yet. I really do. Sarah is on the chat, and she said, we attended the rally, and it was phenomenal. And in a few minutes, Jennifer Holt will be joining us to give us a rally recap. But before that, I got a few things to talk about. And, you know, later in the broadcast, we're going to be bringing on Kathy Carr from the second generation leadership of Escapees RV Club. And she's going to be talking to us about mail forwarding specifically and giving us some background on Escapees. And we are going to be giving away tonight a free year of mail forwarding and a free year of Escapees membership. This is a phenomenal deal. Get your mail for free for 1 year from Escapees, who enjoys the best reviews in the business for mail forwarding. And if you want to get on in on that, what you need to do right now is make sure that you know my email address. It is Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com. I've created a little bit of a trivia question, and the first person who answers it in my email address by timestamp will be the winner. So make sure you wrote that down, Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com, or have it ready to go. Have your little mail there open. When I give the question at the end of the interview, you'll be able to enter right then and there. Okay, let's see. Legoland is Friday, and you're going. I'm not. My kiddos are still not really talking to me about this whole thing. They're mad. They want to go. They came in while I was doing Skype with the Charter and Lifetime members, and they said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm talking to the people at the rally," and that's when it hit home that it was this weekend, and they were none too thrilled with me because this is the first rally we've missed.
You know, it's funny because my kids, you know, and I've got old kids like you that have a perception of distance and all that kind of stuff, but my kids don't get the fact that you're not going to be at Legoland. They don't get it. Can we talk about, because we're on the countdown now, how many days to Legoland, and following, is it 5 days to Legoland? Yep, 5 days. It's on Friday, Mom? Yep, it's on Friday. What time do we have to be there? We got to be there at 9. And the Travs are going to be there? No, the Travs are not going to be there. They're halfway across the country. They're not getting it.
Well, we will be there in spirit. You know, Legoland's one of our favorite days because really FTF takes over the park, and it's so much fun to see people you know and people you've recently met everywhere all over the park. And the kiddos, it's a small enough park so that, you know, kiddos are older kids' age, you know, and tweens and teens can go off on their own and ride rides and do what they want to do, and it's pretty safe. So Legoland's so much fun. But I also want to tell you that, and we'll talk more about this in the second half of the broadcast, but you know we announced the FTF Explorers program.
We're so excited in our rig about that.
We are really excited. And truth be told, I've launched a lot of programs that my kids could take or leave. This one, being Dominic's idea, I think he's a little more signed in. And if Dominic's on board, then everyone's on board in this house. That's just how it works. So FTF Explorers is based on a scouting program. It's a 12-month program where children have the opportunity to earn up to 36 badges per year, up to 150 badges over the four-year course of the program. But you can join a year at a time. It's a perpetual program. You can join in any time you like. We will be devoting time to all the FTF formal events for advancement ceremonies and badge earning opportunities, and I'm just really excited about it. So I'll tell you more about that at the end of the broadcast because Jennifer is on the line, and I want to bring her on so we can get a rally recap.
Awesome.
Hi, Jennifer, guys. Can you hear us? Hi, Jennifer.
I can. How are you?
We're great.
Can
you
guys hear me? Good.
Yep.
We're great. We're just wrapping up here in Tampa, and finally the kids are sleeping, trying to, you know, detox from all the fun we've had this week. So it's been really good.
So, Jennifer, this was your first FTF rally. What was your impression?
It was incredible. We had been at Thousand Trails Orlando before we came here, so we got to meet quite a few families there. So it was fun to know a few people when we got here, but our kids just had a blast, and the adults got to meet a ton of new families, and it was just wonderful. Like you had said earlier, Jennifer Miles and her team did an excellent job. You know, it's really tricky, many things for the toddlers to do as well as the teenagers, and there was really just something for everyone all the time, so it was awesome.
Yeah, it looked like so much fun. I saw that he had so many different presentations going on for like trip planning, and you guys went and saw Winter and Hope at the Clearwater Aquarium. Can you name any one thing that was your favorite?
I would say we all loved going to see Winter and Hope. The Clearwater Marine Aquarium was, you know, a huge hit for everyone. There's actually two different buildings you can go to, and we took the boat ferry across, and we got to see real, I mean, obviously we saw real dolphins at the aquarium, but we got to see wild dolphins on our ferry boat over, so that was a huge hit. And as far as just being here during the rally at the park, I mean, the kids just loved everything. They got the movie nights, all the cool time. I mean, they could have swam from morning till night and probably slept on a raft in the pool and just started up in the morning. So it was really
cool.
It was an awesome week. Awesome.
Our sponsors, in fact, you're one of them. You donated 31 gift bags to the rally.
Yeah.
We had a whole bunch of sponsors. Did you win anything?
I did. I haven't even got to tell her. I hope she's listening, but Stephanie Simpson donated from Usborne Books, and I'm super excited that I won that prize. So, yeah, the raffle was a hit. We did a scavenger hunt, which, you know, I always like those. So we got to earn lots of prizes or lots of tickets through our points from doing that and helping out. The kids got to earn raffle tickets and points towards raffle tickets throughout the week by helping out and obeying and doing all sorts of, you know, great things kids are supposed to do. So it was fun for everyone to get to participate and then get to choose where they put their raffle tickets. And yep.
Terrific. And one last question, Jennifer. If you are someone who's new on the road or you've been on the road for a while and you're thinking about attending an STF rally, what would you tell that person?
Well, I would say, absolutely, hands down, you should go. Even if you know, there were people who stayed in the hotel across the street who were either just not in a position to move their rig over here or maybe not quite on the road yet. There were a few people that are just part-time or working towards being full-timers that did bring their rig just for the long weekend. But I would say, I mean, no matter where you are, it's a great place if you've been on the road for a long time to reconnect with some of those families in a central location. And also, I was just blown away how many people were with, you know, that maybe only been on the road for a year. So a lot of us were, including myself, we launched last April. So just being in the same position and, you know, going through hurdles and learning and being able to share what you've learned with some of the newer people. It was a great experience.
Very cool. And now you're going to be joining Mary Beth. Last time you saw Mary Beth was Denver for the Mint.
Yes.
You're going to be joining Mary Beth in Legoland this weekend.
Yes.
I'm so jealous, you guys.
I know. I'm excited about Mary Beth because I was bummed I didn't get to see you the other day, so I won't have to wait
long.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we're looking forward to it. We're going to miss you, Kimberly. We can't say it enough.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Jennifer, I really appreciate you coming on and giving us the rally recap. And thanks so much for contributing to the sponsorship of the rally. We really appreciate your support. And I look forward to reconnecting with you sooner than later.
Yes, yes. Thank you for, you know, all your hard work with full-time families, too. So we'll talk to you guys later.
Okay. You know, one thing she said, and we've talked about it before, but I really do want to reiterate that from somebody coming, I guess, what have I been to two official STF rallies? We've been on the road almost going on 3 years. But I will say that, you know, it really is a place for everyone, no matter what stage of the game you're in. I look back and I think about the families that were there last year that were, they thought they were just in the dreaming stage, and then, you know, then it got, you know, fast forward and they're on the road or they're close to being on the road. And like Jennifer said, people that have been on the road for a year or even 3 or 4 years or, you know, have been doing it longer than that, you know, there really is just something for everyone. A great way to reconnect and stay connected and get connected and all that kind of stuff.
You know, I've said this to you, Mary Beth, and we've talked about this, but each rally brings its own nucleus of friends together, and then I get to sit back and enjoy and watch those connections continue, you know, through the tool of Facebook that we have. And now they travel together, and they, you know, explore, and they go, like, up the East Coast or across the entire country together, and it's very, very rewarding. And so each rally, you see that. You see those groups of people form these relationships and then enjoy the journey together, and that's what it's all about.
It is, and like you said, you know, my trip to Denver last fall, you know, it wasn't a formal FTF event, but it's just like, you know, everywhere else, you get one or two or four or five or 10 or 12 families in a certain area, and you really do, everyone makes time and the effort to come together because you know how important it is for moms and dads and kids and everybody in your rig. And if you can, you know, if you can fit at least one rally in a year, it really does just help you keep those connections. And I don't know, it's just a good thing. Very lucky to have FTF as part of our daily life, but that, you know, it really is. I mean, it's the community that we live in, and we're thankful for it.
Yes. And, you know, and then as a segue here, to stay connected with your family and friends at home, there's the issue of mail. Mail is really, really difficult for me. Going to the post office just makes my stomach flip. And so we are a moving target. In fact, I've had a huge backup of FTF welcome kits, which are finally going out on Monday. When I say a huge backup, I mean about 75 kits, because my stickers could not find me. They kept going to the wrong place, and it was very, very frustrating, and this has been going on for weeks, and the membership kits have been building up and building up, and finally, me and my stickers intersected, and I was able last night to put together all those packets. But mail is a very, very big component of successfully being on the road. Although it'd be nice to live in a world where you don't have to have any mail anymore, that's not a reality. You still have to get mail for all sorts of things. And sometimes you want mail, as in the FTF Valentine's Day exchange that we're doing right now. It's so much fun to go to the campground post office and get all those FTF Valentines in the mail. The kids are really loving that. So with us tonight is Kathy Carr, who actually started the Escapees Mail Forwarding Service, and she's going to give us all sorts of information about that. Welcome, Kathy.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hi,
Kathy.
Can you hear me? Well,
there, Deb. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you fine. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, I appreciate being invited to the show. You know, I just want to start by saying I'm such a huge supporter of everything you're doing. Giving kids the opportunity to learn as they travel is such an ideal way to educate them, not to mention the quality time that they get as a family unit, and I just absolutely commend you.
Well, thank you so much. That's so nice. You know something about this because your family traveled, right?
That's correct, yeah. I kind of got my feet wet as a teenager, and then I followed suit. I just fell in love with the lifestyle and followed suit in my early 20s, started full-timing, and just, you know, it's been part of my life ever since.
Okay, and now you are second-generation Escapees. Can you tell our listeners what exactly is Escapees?
Well, you know, it's so hard to put it into a nutshell, but I guess if I said a single sentence to describe it, it'd be a total support network for RVers. And we're often cited as being the number one club for full-time RVers, but truthfully, we have a lot of members who travel for a month or two at a time. And then there's some that are still just dreaming about RVing, so they don't even have a rig yet. So really, we're all over the map as far as who we are. And but ultimately, we are a total support network that just kind of covers all kinds of territory.
So, Kathy, can you tell us what types of services that are offered to Escapees members?
Sure. How much time do we have? There are so many things that we do. We cover everything from education to advocacy to social support. And, of course, we have lots of specific services and events that we do as well, things like instructional boot camps, educational escapades, which both of those are coming up here in March. We'll be conducting both of those events at the Pima County Fairgrounds, March 8th through the 13th, so if anybody's interested. But we also offer a comprehensive RV park system from campgrounds to home base lots. We publish one of the most information-packed magazines on the market. And, of course, we operate the largest mail forwarding service for RVers in the country. And a whole lot more, but I don't want to sound like the OxyClean commercial. So,
well, that was a great overview.
Yeah, it was. Kathy, you mentioned that this is a support network, a total support network for all RVers. I'm going to ask a redundant question here. Is this at all an age-qualified club? Do I have to be a certain age to join Escapees?
No, not at all. In fact, our club founders, my parents, were just 43 years old when they started full-timing. And Escapees was formed with about 40% of its members being under age 50. 9 of the first 100 charter members were families were actually traveling full-time with kids. So that's our roots. That's where we come from. And as you know, my parents started traveling with us as youngsters, and we're absolutely in favor of all age groups. Today we probably have more boomers than we do Generation Xers, but we're seeing more and more people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s coming on board every day.
Well, thank you for that clarification.
Let me throw in one. There is one segment of our organization that has a slight age restriction to it. We have, like I said, a comprehensive park system. Within that park system, there's a group of parks that are called SKP co-ops or cooperatives. And those, some of those were set up as adult 55 and older parks. So that would be the only thing. Our Rainbow Park system, all our discount parks, all that have no age qualifications. So.
Okay, Kathy, so let's get down to the million-dollar question. Tell us how mail forwarding service works with Escapees.
Well, it's really pretty simple, and I'd love to talk more about how you're handling yours, but well, that's another story. It's really simple. You use our mail service address just as if it were your house on a block in a subdivision. When you sign up, you're given a specific street address that's used in conjunction with a private mailbox number. A lot of people call it a PMB, and that's yours and yours alone. And then your mail can be held at our facility until you call us, or we can set it up on a mailing itinerary. It's all up to you. We have, in our case, a very flexible system that we allow our members to completely set their instructions and their time schedule. So that's kind of the basics.
A lot of our generation is really, as you know, connected, super connected, and so it'd be a great benefit to get mail digitally. Do you offer a digital scanning service with your mail service?
We sure do, and in fact, it's relatively new. We've offered scanning, you know, anytime somebody requested it, we'd kind of manually scan it in for them, that kind of thing, but wasn't as secure or anything as we would like. So we have designed and developed a complete scanning service now. We're in the process of making that the services to that extra cool and easy, and that will be coming on our – we're kind of in beta testing right now, but we'll be – when we roll out our new website, you're going to see us. It's going to be really, really cool. But in the meantime, one of the things that I think is really cool about our scanning service is that we allow members to sign up month by month. Most services require, you know, you either have that scanning option all year long or you don't get it at all. And I know when I was traveling out of country, I found it super, super neat to use. But then when I'm in the States, I prefer to get my mail and go through it myself. So it's kind of a matter of personal preference. I realize that, you know, some of the I'm 60, so some of the younger folks do, you know, prefer the scanning, and we have that completely on available. It's $10 a month, and we scan in all your first-class mail envelopes, and you just decide if you want us to mail it on, destroy it, or open it and scan the contents for you.
And so how does junk mail work, Kathy? Do I have to pay you for junk mail?
Well, junk mail, from our perspective, we don't care what you receive. So there's no, you know, you don't pay for any mail that you get in. Just we receive all your mail, and then you pay us an annual rate regardless of the volume. But your postage costs, of course, are calculated on the weight of your forwarded package. So the more junk you get, the more postage you're paying. The good news is that when you join a mail service, doesn't matter which one, you can easily weed out the bulk of your junk by simply not giving that forwarding address to them, and you can, you know, offload a bunch of those suppliers and advertisers that you didn't want to receive mail from. But eventually junk mail does start to dribble back in as you sign up for, you know, a book club or a craft catalog or something like that, and they sell your address. So we can certainly trash your junk mail for you and sort it based on what service option you select. To have your junk mail sorted out, for instance, and have special sortation for you, it costs about $20 more per year. We've got a couple categories, so we can get into that later.
Okay, so will your representatives open my mail for me if that's what I want?
We would be glad to do that for you. It's a completely free service that we do for all of our subscribers. We believe in a degree of automation, you know. We think it's key to efficiency, but we take even more pride in the personal relationships our frontline has with every single member. And I think that's one of the things that our members like best about us, too. There's still, of course, something to be said for reliability and efficiency. And in that regard, we have a pretty impeccable record. One of the cool things that Escapee's service has, that no other service has, is a piece of equipment that's capable of sorting 15,000 pieces of mail in an hour. So we've got, you know, state-of-the-art equipment, but we also have a courteous, friendly, and really personal front line, too.
So, Kathy, are there different levels or pricing for this service?
There are. What we call the three, we have three levels. We call them categories. Category A is for members who want to send all their mail to us, and there's no sorting involved. It costs $95 a year. Category B is $115. So for $20 more per year, we'll discard your junk, and we'll sort specific categories of mail. The caveat to that is that you have to pay kind of an all or nothing, like you want all your catalogs or you don't want any catalogs, or you want all your newspapers or none, or all your magazines or none. If you want further for us to sort, you know, piece by piece and say, I want this magazine.
Hello?
I'm here, Silver.
I think we just lost her.
We did.
Let's see if she calls back.
In the meantime, I am going to Escapee's website to find these categories that she's talking about.
That's what I'm doing right now. I was doing the same thing. I'm looking on their website. It's so inclusive of so much information. I'll tell you, and some of our road moms is on the chat, before we done this interview this week, I really was under the assumption that Escapee's was a 55 and older club. So I'm so interested to see how many things are offered through Escapee's, you know, I had no idea.
Absolutely. I see a lot of good questions, too. Sandy Reyes has some good questions. Laura's posting some good questions. So when she comes back, we'll be sure to ask her those. But in the meantime, okay, so let's talk about the poll that I did in the meantime. I did an unofficial poll on full-time families regarding...
I don't know what happened.
Oh, good, you're back.
I am. I don't know what called this dropped. I'm out in the middle of the boondocks, so I guess it just dropped. I'm so sorry. I don't know what you heard.
Okay. So we went on your website while you were gone, and we were looking at the Escapee's mail service.
And we have a few specific questions that I want to make sure that we get to that have been showing up on our chat. And the first one is from Sandy Reyes, who asks, do you have to become a Texas resident before signing up for your mail service?
No, absolutely not. In fact, our mail service can be simply that, a mail forwarding service. You maintain your residency or your domicile in any state you wish. However, if you're interested, we can provide you with a legal address for domicile purposes in Texas, Florida, or South Dakota. But no, you do not need to be a resident of Texas.
Do you want to handle the jury duty one, Mary Beth?
Sure. Sandy also asked, she says she's heard of people that say they've gotten out of jury duty because these escapees is their mail service. Is there any truth to that, Kathy, that you know of?
Yeah, you can absolutely get out of it. You know, our county is so, we have, you know, 15,000, 20,000 members who are using our mail forwarding service, so 20,000 probably individuals. And so there's a lot of jury notices that go out. They're used to us traveling. What we do, because we believe in civic duty, and so what we ask our members to do is when you're coming through Polk County, stop by the courthouse and say, hey, I'm here. I know I've been traveling. I'm here. Would you like to put me into the jury pool? I'll be here for the next month or whatever. And so then they can go ahead and perform that duty. But as far as trying to, you know, come back from Alaska to come to jury duty, that's the county really works well with our people.
That's great to know.
That is great to know. So you mentioned South Dakota, Florida, and Texas. Why those three states for residency?
Well, probably everybody would, or most people would agree, they're the top three states for just that are ideal for RVers, full-time RVers, and so that's why those three. There are perks and downsides with all states, but those are just pretty much agreed upon to be the top three ideal states for RVers.
Okay, and out of those three, I just want to mention to our listeners who are just learning this for the first time, either listening live or on demand, as far as those three go, if you drill down a little further, the two that are best for RVers and homeschoolers are Florida and Texas. So
yeah.
If you're interested in those two things, yeah, exactly. Okay, so we were at pricing and we were at the different levels of pricing, and I think you left us at like level two.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know what happened. I don't know if my face touched the mute button or what. Anyway, if I was talking about what we call category B, it's $115 per year, and we discard your junk and we sort your categories based on kind of an all or nothing situation, such as we'll send you all your catalogs or none of your catalogs, all your magazines or none, all your newspapers or none, that kind of thing. If you want a sortation piece by piece, it's our category, our third level, and it's called category C, and it costs you $135 per year. And then we will, you know, sort piece by piece. You want your Escapees magazine, but you don't want, well, I won't say another name. You don't want another one. that kind of thing. You can weed out, you know, very specifically what you want.
And are those mail, when you sign up for mail forwarding, Kathy, do you pay the annual fee all at once, or is it on a monthly rate, or how does that work?
The annual fee is all year. You pay all year for that. There are, when you sign up, now I don't want you to think it's straight that fee. The first time you sign up, there are some enrollment fees, and then you pay postage deposits. And every time I think our postage, you get down below like $25, then you'll get a notice from us saying, hey, you need to up it back up to around 50. Some people put more depending on how much mail they get. If you don't get a, you know, large volume and you do mostly scanning, then we do like you to keep about $50 in there. But like I say, if it gets down around 25 or under, you'll get a notice saying, hey, time to send us a little more money.
And just as a general rule, is there anything that can't be sent to your mail forwarding if you use this address for,
you know, that's a
yourself.
Great question. There are a few things there, and I could not give you the list off the top of my head. It's kind of regulated by it is regulated by the Postal Service, but in general, for us personally, we don't have a refrigeration method, so you know, we don't want to get fruits and vegetables and things like that that have a quick expiration to them. We can't keep like your insulin, if you needed insulin, refrigerated. A lot of times that'll come packed, you know, specifically for that, and it might not be an issue. But those kind of things, we can't refrigerate things, and things that are extremely perishable would be an issue for us. But basically we receive, you know, just about any kind of package. I mean, we get tires, we get you name it, we've gotten it before, I think.
Wow, that was a great question, Mary Beth. I like that. I just lost my question because I was so admiring that question that you just asked. I really like that question. Do I have to be a member of Escapees in order to use Escapees mail service?
Yes, that's the one thing. The good news is that we have lowered our price drastically to $29.95 from $60. And so I think our fees, between our mail service fees being very competitive, probably the most economical out there, and all the other things you get with the $29.95, we hope that people will see that that's a great option for them. But yes, you do have to be an Escapee member. We've often thought about opening it, but we just, you know, the things we do, we kind of do for our members, and so that's just the route we picked.
Absolutely. We understand that. And so as an Escapee member, right off the bat, I get Escapees Magazine?
Yes. Yep, you get Escapees Magazine. You get, of course, you'll have access to our website, which the discussion forum is incredible, by the way. If that is free, you know, you don't have to be a member to get on the discussion forum, but it's really jam-packed with information. If your listeners, you know, aren't familiar with our website, which is the discussion, the website is escapees.com. The discussion forum is rvnetwork.com. And there's an RVNet out there, so don't get it confused. But rvnetwork.com. And I tell you what, if people are looking for information, it's a pretty incredible site. But you get, you know, access to our park system, discount parks. We have about over 1,000 RV parks that offer discounts to Escapees. We have lifestyle groups. We have our magazine, of course. We have events like the Escapade that's coming up. That's just, you know, we'll offer about 60 seminars of all kinds under, you know, all types of seminars at that. We have special agreements and associations with other partners who offer some really nice discounts and programs for our members. It kind of goes on and on.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, you have brought along a prize for one lucky listener. Do you want to tell us what the prize is?
Sure. We'd like to offer a free Escapee membership, as well as, and in conjunction with, a one-year mail service membership. So you'll get free membership for a year and free mail service for a year. And it would be our basic category, but we'll cover all the costs other than your postage fees.
That's fantastic and so very generous. We appreciate you bringing that prize. And so I have created a Escapees trivia question. And the first person who emails me at Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com will be tonight's winner. So the question is, what month and year did Kathy launch the Escapees mail service? So I'm going to go run to my inbox and see how long it takes for someone to do that. So you've got the Escapade coming up. Tell us, what are some highlights?
Oh, my gosh. Well, our Escapades are phenomenal, and they're really fun. You know, I mean, there's it's kind of a hectic schedule in that there's seminars going all day long, and your choices, I think we do like five at a time, so your choices are crazy. And then there's craft classes going on, there's jam sessions going, there's socials, there's food, there's entertainment at night. They're just packed with stuff. I know that I think the coolest thing that I've heard is members that come, or folks that come that aren't members and have been to other events, and they're just like, wow, we didn't realize, you know. I think one of the things that we have to really work to get the word out is that we're not just a bunch of old fuddy-duds, you know. I mean, it's a wide range of ages, but our members are just the best. I mean, they're so much fun, and they're just cool people. Lots of wisdom out there, and just a lot of energetic people.
Okay, very cool. That's really exciting. I'm in the area, so I'm hoping to be able to swing by. I was on the phone last week with my friend Greg Gerber, who attended our FTF rally, and he told me, you know, from RB Daily Report that he can't wait to come too, so we're hoping to be able to meet up there.
That's awesome. We'd love to see you both there for sure. So I'm looking forward to it. If you can make it at all, that would be just wonderful.
Okay, so this is interesting. I have the answer that I got from your website, and I've had people send in the answer, and although I've got the years, nobody has the answer that I think it is yet.
It's interesting because, you know, it's funny you picked that question, because I actually started that a little early from my rig with little pigeonholes in my desk.
Oh my goodness.
And then we officially did it, you know, open the mail service room. So I'm curious to see if a member or somebody knows that or what they picked.
Well, yeah, it's funny because I'm wondering if it says in more than one location where, because people have got the year right, but so far nobody's got the month right. So, and we have a
maybe
winner.
Maybe you need to whisper it to me.
Yeah, okay. Everyone turn your head. Okay, the winner is Alicia Farrar with August 1985. At least that's what I have in my notes. Do you concur, Kathy?
Sure.
Well, it says right here in the our story, a state email service was implemented under the direction of Kathy in August of 1985.
That
so,
is
Alicia.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. It's just that some places it said September because that's when we moved into the building. So I'm glad that it did say August. Good job.
Very good. Very good. Well, Alicia, congratulations. And we will connect you with Kathy so that you can get your prize. Thanks so much for tuning in. And Kathy, so thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate you enlightening us about not only escapees, but how this mail forwarding thing works. This is a podcast that we will be referring people to a lot. So I don't know if you know, but once it airs live, then it goes to iTunes. And when people ask questions like, how do I get my mail? We just go ahead and click and paste this link. So thanks so much for taking the time to be with us tonight.
Well, again, thank you so much. And as far as that gift goes, if y'all would prefer, I can just send you the certificate or however you want to handle it, or just put the winner in touch with me, that's fine.
Yeah, well, since I have her email, I'm just going to forward it right to you because
okay.
I have your email too, and you'll be immediately connected.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you all so very much, and good luck to you on everything, and I hope we get to see you in Tucson.
Thank you, Kathy.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Oh boy, that was so interesting. And congratulations, Alicia. That was fun. That was fun. You should see. I'm gonna send you a picture of my inbox. So, okay. So, we were talking earlier about the rally wrapping up, and we started talking about the FGF Explorers, of which your kids and my kids and Laura's kids and a whole bunch of kids, actually turns out to be close to 50 kids, have already signed up for the program that we just announced on Thursday. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's called the FGF Explorers program, and what we did, myself, Laura, Mary Beth, and Kelly Savory all chimed in, and we created a scouting program specifically for FTF kids. So we took all the fun of being able to provide your kids recognition and giving them responsibilities and community-mindedness and family values and rolled that all into a program, and then we left out things like uniforms that they outgrow and neckerchiefs that they lose and all the other rigmarole that goes with scouting, and also the necessity to all be together in the same physical location. So we created this program. It's four levels. The first year is called the Stargazer level, and that's the level we are currently embarking on right now as a group. There's opportunities to earn 36 badges. Badges include RV maintenance, handy helper, elderly appreciation, water safety. You know, that's just a little taste of the 36 badges. And you can go on to fulltimefamilies.com/explorer to find all the levels. They're listed there. And then once you're in the program, you get the handbook, and the handbook, it has the has how exactly your child needs, the responsibilities your child needs to do to actually earn the badge. And the badges are these beautiful 1¾-inch buttons. They're all custom designed, and some of them are dated with the year, depending on what the badge is for. And they go on a lanyard, and then the lanyard can go on your child, or your child can hang it up, so it's not a very bulky program. Which was important to us, too, because, you know, those Junior Ranger badges are adding up. And, you know, being able to display them, it gets very heavy. So we looked for something a little lighter and a little easier to display than the Junior Ranger program. The program is $24 a year. That's $2 a month or less. If you are a lifetime or charter member, then there's special pricing for you. And that $24 covers all your badges, which will be delivered monthly to your child, the lanyard, the administration of the program. Laura Hamilton has taken on the role of expedition leader for this program, and she will be in contact with you and your children on a regular basis to help motivate and answer questions and keep you on track, so you keep your child on track so that they can earn the accomplishment of being a stargazer and then move up to the next level. And all the postage and everything. So it's a really great program. And like I said, we've got close to 50 kids in it already. So if you want to get in on it, you can go to fulltimefamiliesexplorer.com. Now, like I mentioned before with you, Mary Beth, my kids and sometimes your kids, although we have these amazing programs, right? And our kids don't always want to participate. I find myself doing copious amount of work for other people's kids who enjoy what we've created, and then our kids are just sitting back not being a part of it. It's some FTF kid rally leader kind of thing phenomenon. But I will say, in this case, I'm really refreshed to find out that my kids are really excited.
Well, good. Mine are, too, and I think we've kind of gotten sidetracked with the whole non-rally issue after ours kind of bottom fell out of it, but I know that Legoland will kick it off for us, and my kiddos are going to be fast forward, I'm sure. Can't wait to get started with it. And Laura Hamilton, what a great person that you picked to lead that. If you don't know Laura, you haven't had the chance to meet her on the road. She's full of energy. Her and her husband both have tons of scouting experience. They come from a scouting family. They have all kinds of years behind them with scouting experience, and they just bring a lot to the table to this Explorers program. So it'll be great to follow along, and I know that she'll handle it well, and it's just another facet of the OVER community that's going to be really well received from the littles all the way up through, you know, the older kids.
That's right. The suggested age for the program is ages 5 through 16, but that's a suggested age. If you have a 4-year-old like I do, or maybe a 3-year-old, I don't know, you know, this is up to your determination, or you have a 17-year-old that is interested in participating, then we are more than interested in having them on the roster. You know, it's a self-guided program for the most part, with Laura leading the pack and motivating behind everyone. And I'm so glad you brought up Legoland because, as you will find out, Mary Beth, Legoland is one of the first badges that you can earn. Just going to the Legoland rally, Legoland field trip, you'll be able to earn a badge. And we have created this tiny little mini challenge for the badge. For instance, everyone will be given their badge off the bat, right? But if you really want to earn your badge, just because of the administration of getting everyone in one place, if you really want to earn your badge as an achievement, you will do two of the following activities. You can attend a Legoland class. As you know, we have classes scheduled for FTFs that day, so just attending that class. You can help your mom and dad by taking care of a younger sibling so that they can ride a ride or partake in some fun that they otherwise would have to miss out on. You can choose to make at least 2 new friends. You can offer to take another family's photo so that their whole family can be in it. And one of the fun things that you and I love to do and our kids love to do at Legoland was you can trade a minifigure with one of the Legoland staffers and find out where they're from. So 2 of those 5 challenges are available to you. You can pick any 2 you like, and then you've officially earned your badge, and your lanyard will be coming soon. So if you want to get on the program, the badges are rolling. We've got badges. Laura's got a slew of badges already sitting in her camper waiting to be distributed. So it's going to be a great program.
Yep, can't wait. So what? Yeah. What you have all this going on this week? What else is going on in your rig?
Let's see. This week I'm. Oh well, we all got bikes last week. There's a picture of my road school on Road School Moms, and you'll see the 2 birthday kids of the month. Their birthdays are at the end of the month, but they want to do bikes, and this is a great park for bike riding. So we didn't want to miss out and make them wait to the end of the month to get their bikes. So they got new bikes, and we've been doing a lot of bike riding. And we've been doing what I found immediately was the opportunity to actually teach them not how to ride a bike, but how to ride a bike safely by riding alongside of them and showing them the hand signals and wearing a helmet and having them wear helmets. And so it's been a really great opportunity. Our road school has been on 2 wheels all week. That's what we've been doing.
It's fun. We couldn't live without bikes on ours. That's definitely the go-to thing for being outside, at least where we're at. I love your road school picture this week with Blaze and the sushi.
Oh, yeah, that was your... Yeah, he's my easy sushi date. Wherever we go, if he sees the sushi sign at some place, he'll say, "Mom, can we make sure we get there and do that?" And so this was at a place called Senior Sushi, which was very interesting Mexican restaurant that serves nothing but sushi. So it was a little confusing, a little bit of a mixed metaphor, but still a lot of fun, and he was very happy with his rainbow roll there and got himself a haircut and all sorts of good stuff today. We had a really nice date. Do you ever have the opportunity to take your kids on a one-on-one date?
You know, I really don't. That is something that I missed, and that's one thing with being in this situation that I, you know, I don't know, I don't get a chance to do that. And as you know, with the way that our family life is right now, my other half is out of our rig a lot. He's working away from here, so I've kind of got the single mom life going on, not all the time, but part of the time. And so every so often I might leave the boys and take the girls and go, you know, but I'm not gone for very long, but definitely not long enough to do a one-on-one date. So that's something that I do definitely kind of miss with my kiddos, because previously I did try to make time to do that. Every month I tried to take somebody, even if it was just for a couple hours, you know, to do something special, because I think you, I don't know, you kind of lose track of their independent ideas, you know, when they're one of the group, don't you think?
You know, you're absolutely right. That's what I learned, and we do try to make it a priority to have one-on-one time with the kiddos, especially if they ask for it. Then we absolutely make a plan for it. It's hard. It is hard being together 24/7. You would think that we wouldn't have these kinds of issues, right? You wouldn't think maybe it was not necessary, or gosh, of course you could carve out the time, but it's not that easy. It's something you have to actually do. What's the right word, Mary Beth? You have to actually set aside time for.
Yeah, you really do. I'm increasingly thankful for mine. I know I've talked about this every week for the past 2 weeks, but I just have to say again, especially in the wintering world that we live in with the whole 55 and older, non-55 and older stuff, I can't tell you enough how much I'm appreciating my neighbors. Because that is the one thing I will say, if I'm getting any kind of, you know, special time with even two of mine versus, you know, one or whatever, it's because my neighbors are taking my kids. The neighbor across the street, they are having these golf cart races in a couple weeks, and so he came and got the boys, and we're teaching them how to do some different things on the golf carts, because they're going to be, when they have these golf cart races, they're going to have to go through some kind of inspection. So they asked the boys to be the inspection team, and they think that's pretty cool. So I don't know. I just really have to hand it to the neighbors in our park here that have taken a special interest in my kiddos, and it's really nice to see.
Yeah, that's a real blessing, and we don't have exactly what you have, but we really have great neighbors, so we've been really enjoying our time in this park as well. FTF, the next rally is Las Vegas, Boondock Rally, March 25th to 28th. There are a few spots left at that rally, so if you want to join us, please do. Let me check my show notes, because I do make show notes before the show, which actually helps. Oh, and next week is, you know, it's Valentine's Day. So next week we're going to be talking about making your marriage a priority in 350 square feet. And specifically we're going to be, you know, talking about that, you know, that question.
That question.
So we will handle delicately and reverently that all-important question. There's two questions that people ask us when they find out we're a family on the road, and I know you get the same question. One, how do you make money? And two, how do you make whoopee? So next week is dedicated to whoopee.
Well, I can't wait.
I know. So I'm in talks with an expert, so hopefully she'll join us. That would be great.
Yep. We can always use an expert.
Amen to that.
So tell me about your road school this week. Besides, are you concentrating on Valentine's curriculum? Are you just winging it? What do you got going on?
Well, let me think. I'm looking at the calendar. Did we already talk about my Groundhog's Day?
No.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you asked then. Because I guess Monday, the day after our last show, was Groundhog's Day. And, boy, was I on it like lightning. We made a groundhog's craft. We made, in fact, all four of us made the same craft with paper towel rolls and cutting out a little groundhog guy and having a little groundhog puppet. We did word searches. We did bookmarks. DJ did a traceable. And Tonya did something else, and Dominic and Blaze had to make up a story about groundhogs using 10 suggested groundhog words. All this stuff I was able to download on the fly within about 5 minutes, print it out. Thank God my printer is, you know, when my printer doesn't work in my house, nothing works in my house. That's the one pivotal thing in my house. I can't stand when it doesn't work. And thankfully, it worked last week like a charm, and I was able to make all this great Groundhog's thing, and we watched it, you know, live on the feed,
We watched if we saw a shadow. We found out that there's way more than one groundhog. We decided if we ever have an FTF ranch, we need our own groundhog.
Oh my goodness.
We just really explored and immersed ourselves in Groundhog Day. And it was so fun. It was exactly what I had hoped for when we hit the road. Here it is, 4.5 years later, and I can pick out one or two days that went exactly how they were supposed to go in my mind. Isn't that funny?
It is funny. You know what it is? It's the whole evolution thing. Just when you finally just let it happen, then it happens.
Exactly. Exactly. All the stars aligned, and we had a really great great time. So that was our big claim to fame. And then the rest of the ones, the rest of the weekdays, we just focused on our writing, reading, and math like we do. I just came back from Goodwill where I bought a seventh grade earth science manual. What do they call those books? Textbooks. And we're going to be introducing that into our road school. So this will be our first official textbook. But really excited. And what about your road school? How did it look?
Well, our road school was a little on the fly because we were we started out kind of like you. We done some groundhog things on Monday, although we didn't get as serious about it as you did. And then we just finished up some writing project that we had and a family read aloud. We were kind of gearing up, as you know, to go to the rally. Our road school was pretty flexible at the end of the week because we were moving in and out of the rig and going in another rig and then not going in any rig. And so then we just kind of gave up and tossed the whole idea, and we went to the beach on Friday and said, to heck with it. So that's kind of how our road school week round up. But I'll have to tell you that today, it's so funny, we talk about this all the time, you know, our road school is not defined by clocks or times or calendars, and really our most productive day this week was today. My kiddos, all four of them at some point today picked up a book or picked up a computer for the time for learning or whatever today, and we're kind of anxious to get back on track, so that's kind of how our road school went. And this week for us is our week that we have that STEM series at the Imaginarium that over in Fort Myers, and we're excited that it's all about forensic science. So my kiddos are very excited about that, and they're looking up all kinds of vocabulary words. And Tori's is specifically the young scientist was about series was about germs, so she's very interested to go learn all about germs. So we're all in a science mode here at Road Trip Teacher.
Perfect. That sounds wonderful. I love it. Well, I can't wait to connect with you next week and hear more about how it all went.
Yeah, well, this time next week, come whatever or high water, we're going to Legoland. I told them, we had this discussion about, well, what happens if something happens and we don't get to Legoland? Well, let me tell you, we don't have to take the rig to go to Legoland. If I have to rent a car, we're going to Legoland. So see there, be square.
Awesome. Very good. Well, yeah, I want to hear all about Legoland and see some great pictures next week in your what your road school looked like.
Sounds great.
Well, very cool. Well, that's, I think, all we got.
Okay, well, then until next week, we'll be here next Sunday night, same time, same place from wherever in the world you are. And until then, have safe travels and God bless.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your road school moms. On the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.